This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed on Wednesday reportedly joined the front line where government forces are battling rebels from the Tigray region, prompting U.S.-led international calls for a diplomatic solution and an immediate ceasefire to the conflict. The fighting in the north of Africa's second most populous country has killed thousands of people and forced hundreds of thousands into famine-like conditions. Foreign governments have told their citizens to leave amid the escalating war and fears that Tigrayan rebels could march on the capital, Addis Ababa. It was not clear where Abiy, a former radio operator in the military who rose to the rank of lieutenant colonel, had deployed. Addressing reports of Abiy at the front, the U.S. State Department late Wednesday warned there is no military solution to Ethiopia's civil war. The Solomon Islands imposed a 36-hour lockdown in the capital, Honiara, after protesters calling for the prime minister to resign looted stores and set fire to buildings, including in the Pacific Nation's parliament. Prime Minister Manasseh Sogober called for the lockdown in an address that was broadcast late on Wednesday after police had earlier deployed tear gas to break up protests. People from the country's most populous islands, Balata, had traveled to the capital in a spillover of anger about a host of domestic issues, including unrealized infrastructure promises, according to media reports. As well as the anger, the Solomon's government has faced pressure over a 2019 decision to cut ties with Taiwan and establish a formal relationship with China. For more news, please join us, voanews.com. This is